Hello. It's your motherfucking host, Stoney Motherfucking Baloney. And welcome back to a new year. A new podcast, a new year. Here we are. 2022. Honestly. I really didn't want to do this podcast, but something kept screaming at me to do this podcast, so I'm doing it. So, I know previous years of the New Year's resolutions or goals for the coming year. I ain't doing that this time. The only New Year resolution I want is to have a better year than last year. That's it. To have a better year than last year. I think that will be my New Year's resolution for every New Year's now. For every year. To just have a better year than last year. And improve upon that. And build upon that. I'll be honest. It's when you're in a state of mind of depression, it's hard to stay positive. It's hard to keep your momentum that you had going. You know, you really gotta dig deep to push forward. You know, and do a lot of self-reflecting on the previous year and see what you can learn from it, grow from it, improve upon it. I hate saying shit like this because I feel like I haven't done anything. You know what I mean? I feel like I've been stagnant. I've been, you know, dead.
Pretty much.
I have been on the inside, man. You know, the way I feel about things is different. I really don't have a, after experiencing everything that I've experienced, I just have a coldness in my heart, I guess. I don't know. I'm just speaking my mind, having a smoke sesh for the new year. I mean, God, I hate to start the new year like this because it sounds so depressing, but fuck. Being honest. You know what I mean? Like, I want nothing but good things for everyone. You know? And I do what I can. I know I'm an asshole and I don't call anyone very often. But I also don't like talking on the phone. I've hated talking on the phone. I especially hate talking on the phone in front of others. For some reason. I don't know why. It's been like that since I was a child. Maybe that has something to do with my childhood. Who knows? It could be a psychological thing that I'm unaware of subconsciously. But I'm also aware of. You know what I mean? Like, I'm aware of it, but I don't know what's causing it. You know what I mean? I don't know. Now I'm getting too into it. Fucking stupid. I do miss all my friends. You know, I miss all the laughs that we used to have, you know. But I've got these goals, man. I got these goals that are seemingly unattainable, but we all know it's attainable if we fucking do it. I really haven't done anything towards any of my real goals, I guess, except for maintaining what I've got up to this point. You know, I've been kind of just in float mode, kind of floating. I floated 2021, I guess. I don't know. And damn, it sucked. 2021 sucked. For me personally, you know, I get super sick with COVID for like 2 weeks. Like, it was bad. Like, it was pretty bad. And then, my pregnant wife was sick. And we're still waiting on the results of the biopsy and the autopsy of the end result of that. But we think because of the amount of work, she's a health caretaker, you know what I mean? So the amount of work she was doing at work, plus being 8 months pregnant, and there's a bunch of other things, and her being sick with COVID, we don't know yet, but we think it might have. Most definitely was. We're just waiting on the autopsy and biopsy. And then, you know. Yeah. What a fucking year. I just want good things for everyone. That's it. Shitty things happen, man. And I think it happens to everyone. I think everyone I've known has, I mean, most everyone. I don't know. There's something that has shaped, it shapes everyone. Whatever, I'm still being shaped today, I feel like. Like, everything's still, like, molding me to be the person I'm meant to be. I feel like I'm not there yet. I'm more still working my way there. I don't know. There's always room to grow. You know, what I'm trying to get at. Yeah. I know I haven't been as pursuant. I was pursuing my goals like no other. I really was, man. Physically, mentally, emotionally, all of the above, man. I was running all the time. I was fucking doing gym all the time. I mean, I've been snowed in the last couple of 2 weeks, but I mean, that's no excuse. I can work out at home. I can still run in the driveway. I'm just being a lazy cocksucker, just like everyone else. This morning, I woke up at 4 a.m. on the couch. I went and crawled in bed. I had to take a shit, so I went and took a shit. And I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to stay up and play video games because I want to play my fucking Ghost Recon. Alright? I want to play my fucking Ghost Recon Wildlands. Because I've been playing the same fucking game since basically it's been released. And that was like, what, 5 fucking years ago or something. And I'm like, fuck, I need to finish this game because I have a lot of unfinished games that I have not put time into because I haven't really... I don't have a lot of time. The time I have is when my family's sleeping, you know. And they're sleeping. They're sleeping right now. So, but anyways, happy fucking New Year. Yeah. Just want to pop in and say happy New Year. Yeah, it's been, I just want a better year. I think a lot of people just want a better year. Let's get a year with cool shit. Let's get a year with a bunch of positive, cool shit. You know what I mean? A bunch of fucking fun shit that happens. The world is too bleak, man. Too fucking fucked up. Too fucked. The reality, it's like, reality's so fucked up, no one wants to face it, including me, sometimes. That's why I go into video games. I think that's why everyone goes to video games and to these VR shits. Because no one wants to face the reality of what's really happening. They're like, want to just bury their fucking heads, or minds, and their eyes. And yeah, it's like they're, put this blindfold on here for a minute, I don't see shit. I don't hear shit. I'm going to live my reality in here because the fucking reality out here is bullshit. Yeah, it's fucking, that shit's really happening. With fucking Facebook and Meta Universe and all that shit. Or whatever the fuck Zuckerberg is doing. That guy. What's his name? Zach? Zach Zuckerberg? ZZ? The fuck? Yeah. ZZ Zach Zuckerberg. Man. What the fuck? What is really going on? Are we living in a reality like this? Is this really real? Like, lift up at your hand and look at your hand and move your fingers slowly. Slowly close your fingers and look at them. And think, like, is this real? Like, how am I able to, is this really real? Is this really happening? Are we really celebrating 2022 right now? An imaginary thing that we made up time and days. We made up a calendar. I mean, it's not imaginary, I guess. But time is a concept, man-made concept. You know, that's a discussion that everyone has. At least, intelligent people. More intelligent than me. But, and more knowledgeable about the subject, too. But, I understand what they mean by that it's a man-made concept. Because if you think about the scale of time, like, what is time to an ant? You know what I mean? And what's time to a cell? Like a fucking human cell. Like a fucking blood cell or something, or fucking whatever, you know, an electron or something. What's time to that? What's time to the sun? What's time to our fucking galaxy or solar system or universe? That kind of scale. What's time like there? You know what I mean? It's different. We're at a time scale. Like, there's a scale of time. And the skill that we're at is the skill that we're at right now. That's what we're experiencing in time. Dude, time is fucked. It can't be it is a man-made concept, right? No, it's gotta be. I'm just trying to think. What if it's not? What if it's a real thing? We just think it is because we know that we only experience time as we experience it at our scale, but we don't realize that the scale of time for the universe is different. So how can it be a man-made concept if it's a universal concept, right? It's gotta be. It's just gotta be a universal concept because everything's connected through time and space. Which leads into other subjects like the spirit realm and shit like that. A lot of people think that's, I don't know, I think it's real. I think it's real. I haven't been acknowledging it as much as I should. I don't look at my dad as often. As much as I should. I'm looking at him right now, though. He must be listening. He's gotta be, right? I'm sure people out there believe that. You know, the afterlife can hear us. Somehow, some way. And it's not through, I mean, I guess you, if you verbally speak it outwardly, it's more powerful, the feeling, when you speak to these people beyond the afterlife. But I don't do that. I don't do that very often. I don't do it. I don't know. I just don't. I guess I'm still bitter about what happened with my dad. But, I know, it's not like, it's an internal thing, right? For everyone, it's like, in their mind, right? Like, everyone knows, like, it's, like, you can feel it. You can sense it in your soul, you know what I mean? Like, you feel it in your soul. It's a real thing. And sometimes that, I don't know, it can be scary. You're like, fuck. You know? But then the world becomes so fucked up, you know? And why is it so fucked up? It's got to be because of, ultimately, of people's choices and decisions and what they result to. That's what it is, man. What we're facing is the result of people's choices in life. Not just mine or yours, but everyone's. Everyone's choice has a ripple effect. Like, what you do may not directly affect me, but it most definitely indirectly affects me. How powerful that effect is, I mean, it grows, I guess, with each person that it, you know, ultimately everyone's, I mean, everything's connected, man, through time and space, man. What the fuck? And, you know, we were supposed to die in fucking 2012 by the Aztecian fucking, was it the Aztecs or the Mayan calendar? I don't fucking know. One of them fucking calendars. Ancient civilization calendar. Fucking. Then there's the Egyptians. Yeah, and they all had fucking pyramids. You know what I mean? Makes you wonder, like, what the fuck? Why? Why pyramids? And I've never seen them in person, but, you know, I've heard people talk about pyramids and how big the stones are, and how smooth they are, and how nicely placed they are, and, like, how they, it fits like a jigsaw puzzle, basically. Nothing's really, like, square. And that's interesting. It's like, whoa. And they're, you know, I guess there's over 100 fucking pyramids in Egypt, but the only ones that people really know about, they're the three big ones. Which, it, of course, because those are three big fucking pyramids. Jesus Christ. You know, and then there's the fucking Sphinx. Was it the Great Sphinx or the Sphinx? I don't fucking know. That fucking thing. The fucking weird times back then, man. Can you imagine what, I always wondered what it was like back then. Ancient civilization. What was it like? I mean, I wish I could go back in time and see that. Just be like, whoa. What were they doing? You know what I mean? Like, what were their lives like? What were they doing? Why the pyramids? All these ancient civilizations. And those are just the ones I kind of know about. I'm not even knowledgeable about shit. I just know about them. There's probably more out there. There's probably more out there than we even know about. There's fucking pyramids in Antarctica, I think. Pretty sure. I don't know. Internet fucking, I mean, internet could be full. It's so full of bullshit. You know what I mean? You never know what is real and fake. You know what I mean? Yeah. You never know. It's fucking 6:23 a.m. I'm a little tired. I guess. Yeah. But yeah, I guess this is the. What the fuck, dude? What are we really doing here? You know, on this fucking rock. What are we doing? We're fucking. We're living in society, trying to make the best of it. I think, I hope, at least I am, and just trying to be the best parent you can be. Just trying to be the best parent you can be. That's it. Through your actions, you know, through what you do. And that's a tough task to accomplish on top of everything else. But that should be the number one thing should be, I mean, I'm saying it, right? Like, it should be the next generation. The next upcoming generation. I mean, they're what's going to keep the world going round. You know what I mean? Like, we got to focus on it. Like, we're lucky that we get Elon Musk. People like Elon Musk. That's like one in a fucking billion, I swear. Where you get someone like that. And we gotta protect those. We gotta protect those smart motherfuckers, dude. They're the ones that are gonna help civilization do better. Do good things. You know? We want that. We should want that for our planet. We should want that for us as a human species. I just look at us as humans on this rock. Fucking just fighting about stupid shit. Just fighting about pigment colors. You know what I mean? Stupid, childish bullshit. Look each other in the eyeballs. You got each, I mean, you each got a fucking backstory, a story that makes you, how about you fucking sit down, chit-chat, play a game of chess, get to know one another, fuck, it's not that hard to get to know someone, you just gotta listen, all you have to do is listen, they can talk, that's it. You know, I think that's what a lot of people don't do. They don't listen to. It's because the cell phones were too obsessed. It goes through one ear and out the other. No one's truly listening. I mean, unless you really care about this person, I guess you do listen. You know, I can't speak on that for everyone. I'd be an asshole for doing that. But, oh shit, I'm gonna smoke some of my homegrown. I think I've talked long enough for this New Year podcast episode. I just want a better year, you know, a better year than last year. That's all I can hope for. I think that's all anyone can do. And people could say all these goals. We all know at the end of the day, you're not going to fucking do them. You know what I mean? Not unless you really fucking put your mind to it. Stay focused. And you got the fucking... You got to have the perfect equation. You know, I guess you could create your own equation. Your own perfect equation. By setting up a lifestyle for yourself, by setting, basically, you create your own suffering, really, minus the shit you can't control, but the shit you control, like going to the gym, like me, I haven't done that. I haven't done that as often as I should. But the thing is, I didn't stop. That's the thing. I never stopped. If I could get it in that day, I always went. Even if it was one day that week, you know? It's just, I had a lot going on this year. Still kind of do. Still have a lot more to come. A lot more to come this year. Different goals. I'm going to keep my goals to myself this year. I'll keep them written down. But I will speak them out loud to myself in privacy. Because I have that fucking right. Just like you do. And that's what I prefer to do. Now everyone has to share their goals. Including you. But anyways, here's the 2022. The new year. Into a better year. A more positive year. 2022, here we come. Fuck. Jesus Christ. That burnt like hell. Anyways, Happy New Year. Love you guys.